In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. We celebrate on this day, as we know, the great and wonderful feast of the elevation of the Holy Cross of our Lord, which commemorates several events in the history and life of the Church. First and foremost, when St. Constantine's mother, St. Helen, the Empress Helena, once the empire was Christian and they were able to travel freely without fear of attack, especially in an area that was occupied previous to that by non-believers, non-Christians, they went to Jerusalem, and she found, as tradition tells us, the Holy Cross after digging in a place where on this hill there was this plant that we know now as basilico, as basil. And it was under there that they searched and found the Holy Cross. And it was triumphantly carried and lifted up. It was elevated in Jerusalem, and it was processed around Jerusalem and brought to the church. And so we commemorate that wonderful event. But it's also a time for us, not just once during the liturgical year, but several times, because we also commemorate the veneration of the Holy Cross the third Sunday of Lent. It gives us an opportunity to ponder on the mystery of the cross. And as we heard last evening, and last Sunday rather, and last evening and today, and then this coming Sunday, in the scripture verses from the epistle and the gospel, and also from all the beautiful hymns, there are in particular three words or three phrases that we hear all the time. The cross, or crucifixion as we heard today, joy, and salvation. Now we heard the gospel today, which is the very same gospel reading that we hear on Holy Friday, because this is not only a great feast of the church, but it's also a day of solemn observance, because it is indeed the cross where our Lord was crucified, where our Lord died. And so we observe this day with fasting. But it's also a feast because it is, as we hear in that beautiful prayer, through the cross, joy has come to all the world. So what was, and even today, is seen as a symbol of weakness, as a symbol of death, as a symbol that Paul points out was foolishness to some, to many, is to those of us who are believers, it is nothing less than the power of God. It is nothing less than salvation, or as we know it, life-giving, the life-giving tree, the life-giving wood of the cross. This is what it is to us. You see, the people of that time had the wisdom of the prophets. Hundreds of years of prophecies that spoke of the coming Messiah, that spoke of salvation, that spoke of deliverance. Even after the people of God, the Israelites, were delivered, not once but several times up to that point, they still were skeptical. They still succumbed to worshiping false gods, as we here. This is why we have these Old Testament readings in feast days like this that we heard last night and we heard a few weeks ago, because it reminds us that even with all the signs, even with all the prophecies, all the wisdom of the wisest men of the time, they still succumbed to worldly temptation and to the wisdom of the world. So What do we hear in the epistle today? God used what was foolishness, what was folly. It wasn't the oracles or the wisdom of the prophets or any of these things. He used what was a symbol of foolishness, of silliness, of death, of weakness. And he enlightened those who would believe. He used the foolishness of the world at that time to convey, to reveal, and to bring salvation to the world. But as we heard in the gospel from this past weekend, the Sunday before, for those who believe, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him. This is another operative word. Cross or crucifixion. Joy, salvation. But in the middle of that is belief. That is our work. That is our response to the cross. And it gives us, it results in joy. And ultimately, it is the gift of salvation, eternal life. So all these hymns and all these scripture readings come down to that. Through the cross, joy has come to all the world. Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. Your cross, O Christ, we venerate. And your holy resurrection we praise and glorify. You are our God. Apart from you, we know no other. We call upon your name. Come, all faithful, let us venerate the holy resurrection of Christ. For behold, through the cross, joy has come to the whole world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us praise his resurrection for having endured the cross for us. He destroyed death by death. Through the cross of our Lord, may his joy come upon all of you, upon all of us, all the days of our lives, so that we may celebrate, so that we may receive with joy eternal life, the gift of salvation. Amen.